Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Keep the search warrant affidavit sealed, the probable cause affidavit, which would explain why the FBI had so many suspicions about what was going on down at the former president's estate and who they may be looking at as a potential criminal, up and to including the former president himself. So the Justice Department is asking for the for this to be kept secret, despite requests from us here at ABC News and other news organizations that it be released. And then separately, a lot of moving parts in the former president's world, because separately, Rudy Giuliani, his personal attorney, is now a target of the criminal investigation in Georgia over the efforts to overturn the election in that state. Giuliani is scheduled to testify later this week before a special grand jury.
Oh boy, there's a lot happening here. And of course, for obvious reasons, the news media wants this affidavit unsealed. Others want it as well. There's a lot of festering anger toward the FBI right now, isn't there?
Well, there is, and that's part of the reason why they don't want it unsealed. The Justice Department said that not only could it you know, include names of people who've cooperated, it could expose them into potential danger, given the, given what I think, we may have even talked about, the climate that's out there about the FBI, the increasing number of threats that the FBI says have occurred, and the confrontations and acts of violence that have been directed to the FBI ever since last Monday's search.
A couple of U.S. senators, the chair and the vice chair, respectively, of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senators Mark Warner and Marco Rubio, they sent a letter to intelligence officials as well, asking the Justice Department for more information on the search. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they're interested to know, as I think many are, as to whether any of this information was compromised. Now, the Republicans may have skepticism about whether the search was really warranted, although ever since the list of what was taken came out, some of that skepticism has been more muted. But I think there is an interest in understanding whether any of America's secrets are compromised now, given the way they were stored or who had access to them while they were in storage down at the former president's estate. And that's where the Senate Intelligence Committee's interest lies. So at some point, I would expect there to be a briefing for those senators to once they have a full accounting of what's in the boxes and whether they can determine whether any of it was actually seen by people who should not have seen it.
Are we getting any indication, Aaron, as to when we're going to find out more about what they found?
I don't think so. Unless and until there's a criminal charge, we may not ever really learn. We know that some of the material was related to national security. The Washington Post reported some of it was related to nuclear secrets, but more specific detail than that, I'm not sure we would get unless and until there is a criminal charge.
All right. Great reporting as always. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.